Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the State Capitol Building in Pierre, and now we're going to talk with legislative leaders. And we have in the room with us here Lee Qualm, who represents District 21 in the House of Representatives Majority Leader. He is Majority Leader. And Chris Langer, who represents District 25 in the Senate and is Majority Leader there. Representative Qualm, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for asking. Glad to be here.
Representative Langer, thanks for being here as well.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
And welcome back. It's this sort of exciting and interesting time when people come back to town and see folks they haven't seen for a long time. So do you enjoy this part of it? Is this a fun time of the year for you?
Oh, for sure, especially this first week, just getting reacquainted with seeing colleagues that you haven't seen for a while, and just getting back here and getting started is really fun.
All right, so the governor's State of the State address was heavy on business, open for business. Let's talk about business. What are some of the things as lawmakers that you think when you hear that sort of rallying cry? I mean, she talked about business for a good portion of her State of the State address, obviously a priority. What comes to mind for you, Representative Qualm?
Well, I think one thing that she talked about is bioengineering. We talk about the next big thing. You know, what is that going to be? I think bioengineering has a tremendous potential. We've got some things happening with a couple of universities working together and moving forward. There's some industry that's excited about it. And that is a word that covers a whole gamut of things. And who knows where it could be, but I think it has tremendous potential to make some, you know, great things happen in South Dakota.
Are there things that you can do as a lawmaker? Is there legislation that can help in that effort? How do you sort of see that as far as plans going forward?
Well, I think you're going to see some legislation because, you know, obviously there has to be some funding that will come along with that. And I don't know exactly what that looks like yet. We're still talking about that. But in order to get a plan moving forward, we need to have some seed money to develop that plan so that we can keep going and working and working with industry, within the state that is very excited about it. I think it has tremendous potential.
Yeah, and one of the things she said was a lasting infrastructure devoted to ag. And I'm sticking with you because you have such a strong farm background, right?
Yes, I do.
What does a lasting infrastructure with agriculture look like? When the governor says that, what does she mean?
Well, ag is number one in this state, and it always will be. I don't think we will never, ever get away from that. That is the background we have. And so with the precision ag that we did a couple of years ago, with the ADRDL that we got in place, the animal diagnostic lab, you know, where do we now we're making our crops better, we're doing more efficient at it, but what do we do with them? Where is it going to go? Now, obviously, animal agriculture, that is not going to stop. That's going to keep growing bigger and bigger and bigger. But there's other ways that we can use our products, our corn, our beans, our wheat, our cattle, our hogs. You know, where else can that go? And I think that's where bioengineering starts to come in and play a huge part of this. So this is another piece in that puzzle to help make our farmers more profitable and in turn bring business into South Dakota and in turn create more revenue for the state of South Dakota, more jobs.
Representative Langer, let's talk business because you have a strong background in business as well. And one of the things Governor Noem leaned on was rural South Dakota and housing for businesses that are opening. When she says South Dakota is open for business, so what does that mean for you from a legislative standpoint where you think we can help move this forward? How?
Right. Well, one of the things that we really try to focus on is making sure that we're not restricting businesses any way, shape, or form, that they know that we're a safe place to come to. We're not all of a sudden going to have hidden fees or make it harder for them to have employers or that kind of thing. And so that's part of what we watch for a lot. And whatever we can do to make things easier for businesses and keep them wanting to come to South Dakota, know that this is a great place to work and raise their families. That's one of our key issues.
Housing seems like a really difficult thing to solve, a difficult challenge to solve.
Yes, for sure. You know, the governor talked about incentivizing some of those landowners to give them what they need to do, the tools that they need to build some affordable housing, because they do go hand in hand. If a large employer comes into your area, you need places for them to live. So they do go hand in hand.
Yeah. What else are you seeing from your party in general where people get together and say, these are some of our top issues? What are your priorities, Representative Langer?
Well, you know,
Senator Langer. I've been calling you Representative. Go ahead and correct me.
No,
Senator Langer.
That is totally fine. I was a representative at one time, so it's totally fine. No, I think, you know, for both of our caucuses, I think I can safely say funding is going to be our biggest priority. You know, we In some ways, the governor probably did us a favor by having the big three at zero, because now we can only go up from there, and we will do our best.
You mean teachers, state employees, and
yes.
Reimbursement? Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking between both chambers that we all want to do better. We wish we could do even better than what our revenues are showing, but we need to stick within our budget as well.
Yeah. Representative Quam, ideas on your priorities from the caucus?
Well, I will certainly agree with what Leader Langer said. We've already been having discussions between the chambers, and I think we're pretty aligned with that. We had WHIP meetings yesterday, and we're going to look at you know, the zeros. That's not acceptable. And I agree that I think the governor did us a favor, because we don't know what revenue is, and we can't even project right now. We need to have more numbers come in to really get a good feel for where we're at. But when we end up at the end of the day, things won't be zeros. I'm very confident in saying that. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be extremely difficult to do, but there's a will out there that we can do something.
Governor Noem also talked about legalizing hemp and some of the parameters that she thought would make an acceptable piece of legislation or legislative package. Those parameters seem reasonable to you? Do you think that there is room to get the legislative hemp to the governor's desk in a way that she feels she can sign it?
Sure. Leader Quam probably is the more resident expert on hemp, but the four guardrails to me seem like, I think everybody is on board with that. We'll see. I mean, to me, they make sense, but we also need to, there's some funding that goes along with that, so that will be the challenge.
We're all back to funding, yeah. That's always a challenge. Did you have anything you wanted to add
about those
parameters?
The bill that we have in place is pretty much the parameters that they asked for, you know, the ones that, you know, the acre minimum, the paperwork, which we feel is extremely important, the permit process, all that stuff is there, just so everybody feels comfortable with it. The dollars, I think that's open for discussion as to what it is, you know. We're having those conversations about where we want to shake out on that. So I feel very confident that we're going to get to the end. You know, with Flandreau coming on board, knowing they're going to raise hemp. Standing Rock up in the northeast part, they grew some last year through North Dakota because their reservation extends up there. I know there's three other reservations that have applications in. We need to get this figured out, and we need to do it. Otherwise, it's going to make it extremely difficult if we don't have things in place, when we know within our borders we have reservations that are growing it, and then say that the rest of the farmers can't. I'm never going to say that this is the golden parachute, because I don't believe that, but I believe it's another opportunity for a brand new crop. We haven't had a new crop around for 50, 60, 70 years, you know, and the federal government has laid out some rules. The banking industry is online now, which they weren't before, and so there was some concern about that. Now they know that they can lend for hemp, whether it's for the production or whether it's the processing. Either way, so there's going to be huge changes taking. It's a tremendous industry, tremendous potential, and I certainly hope we can get it done.
You are the chair of the House State Affairs Committee, and I wanted to ask you about pacing, because House Bill 1057 is scheduled for a very early hearing in the House. Like, you know, first week we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow at 7:45 is what I've been told. And 1047, for folks who don't know, has to
1057.
1057, thank you. Describe that bill for people, if you can, in a very short.
Well, I will tell you right now that it's not going to be heard tomorrow because of the storm that's coming in. We have moved it back till Wednesday. And just because I didn't want to perceive that we were trying to do something out of the north. If the weather was fine, we'd be hearing it tomorrow. But it's moved back till Wednesday. So we're trying to get that out that, hey, don't worry about it. I've talked to a lot of people who want to get that done. I know there's legislators that want to go home. And if they wait, they may not make it. Right. Sounds like Sioux Falls and that neck of the woods is not going to be a nice place to be on
Explain
Friday.
Explain that bill to people, though, and why you feel it's urgent to get on the docket first.
Well, not necessarily that it's urgent to get it on the docket. It was one that was ready. And so we just decided we were going to run it through. And the meeting on Wednesday, we're going to dedicate to the whole process. So
this is a bill that addresses transgender,
yes,
students, children, minors, and procedures that creates a felony for medical providers.
Yes,
that for,
yes,
people who don't know what we're talking about when we say House,
yep,
Bill 1057.
Yes,
and that leads me to you, Senator Langer. sometimes we come in and, you know, the governor will get up and talk about business and we'll talk about agriculture, and then it seems the next conversation is a transgender conversation, an abortion conversation, the social issues that are also important. How do you balance as a leader these conflicting desires to say this is really important work in education and ag and business that we need to get done, but now all we're talking about is something else that is getting a lot of media attention, for example?
Right. It's always a challenge. There is no doubt. And there's always differing views on how much time you spend on something, how much effort you put into it, what solution are we trying to solve? So you'll see some differing viewpoints. That's for certain.
Yeah. Is that a struggle? Do you feel like some things can take over an agenda and push things aside, and then at the end of the, it's such a short time that you're here.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some bills tend to get a life of their own, and that is a struggle as leaders, because we have such a short time and we do have a lot of important work to get done. So to try to have that balance is a challenge at times.
Well, not rushing things and making sure people can actually get to peer to testify on important legislation to them. So
yeah,
these dueling
yeah.
sort of needs, you know, move fast but not so fast that people don't feel like they've had their say.
Yeah. We don't want that issue to consume the whole session, and I don't want him to consume that whole session. So those are two priorities that I have right now to get those moved through along with everything else. I don't want one issue to do the whole session is not productive for anyone. So I felt if we could get these gone and Representative Deutsch had it ready to rock and roll, hey, let's do it. Let's get it done, because there's going to be plenty of time for dialogue as it goes, because it has to, you know, go through committee, then go through on the floor, you know, if it makes it out of committee. If it makes it out of there, it goes to the Senate committee. So there's a whole lot of processes that go through it. It'll have a fair hearing the whole way. But with the weather coming in and the conversation I was having with some of the people that wanted to be involved in that, I just felt for the first hearing it was not appropriate to do it when the eastern part of the state was in a blizzard warning. That just I just didn't feel that was a way to do it.
Any other priorities that you want to make sure to talk about today?
No, I don't.
Business, ag, get ready to go, work together, and make some progress here.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for being here with us. My guests have been Lee Qualm and Chris Langer, both leaders of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate. Thanks for being here. Appreciate your time.
Thank you
very much. Thank you very much, Laurie.